We're always being told that image is important. If we want to get ahead, we have to power dress. But what happens if you just don't care? If you really don't want to? It's simply not you. Linda Weatherly is from Weatherly's Corporate Image.
Well, you know, Chantel, I see this a lot with all the corporate work that I do. From my angle, there are six different personality types, and that's one particular one that has that, if you like, understanding of the word image. What I would say is we work on what we call authority dressing, which is not power dressing. It's about being a person whose words and deeds are worth noting, someone of substance. And it's what you do for others, not what you do for yourself. Although someone might, you know, for themselves think, I can't be bothered, if I can get them to, and that's what I normally do, get them to see that this may have a big impact, not necessarily a good one, on the others around them, their family, friends, company, colleagues, stakeholders. It's about understanding that your image has an impact on every single thing in your life, and therefore will affect everything and everyone around you.
Now, you mentioned the word authority dressing. What about, though, if you're in, say, creative arts or something like that? And then maybe you're not looking for authority in the same way, because authority does kind of imply more sort of suited and booted.
Authority being, I am an expert in what I do. I want to be taken seriously and my ideas are worth noting. I have many stories from clients about how their ideas were the best ones. And then because they had worked on their image, they were taken that little more seriously. If you like, it's the psychology behind image is to bring out what's on the inside congruently through the outside so that people see you in seconds and know everything about you and what you're capable of, rather than talent being hidden on the inside, and I see so much of it.
I imagine lots of people, however, sort of feel that's all a bit manipulative, a bit sort of playing a game and so on. Is that fair?
If it's false, you can tell. So it's a fair comment and a great one, because what it's really all about is, I mean, often people like to hide their true self or their true full potential because it is a journey. You need to grow into it and be comfortable with it. This is the fast track for getting that right. And it's a bit like when you put the right skin on the right animal, then it can run faster. So it's going in that direction if you can take it from there.
So if you say putting the right skin on, then how would you know what's the right skin for you?
Ah, that's my job. So as I say, there are six what we call clothing personality types. They come with values and beliefs and a whole set of filters within them. And then there is, would you believe it, a way to dress this so that you can express your personality, everything about yourself, through the way that you present yourself every day to the world.
So what are these six then?
Oh, in our terms, we call them dramatics, classics, naturals, gamines or gaman for men, ingenues and romantics. The names themselves will give you an indication. Most people are working on half of what they've got, not all. So as I found when I went as a client through having made a mistake of professional dress and it cost me the only job that I applied for that I never achieved, it was my journey. That's how I learnt. And there were things I didn't know. And the ones that know the ones that don't know. And they know the ones that don't know that they don't know.
I think I'm following that. Can you be sort of more than one type? Because I kind of get the feeling,
yes,
that perhaps sometimes I'd move between dramatic and creative, for example.
Yes, and your particular clothing personality is very creative and needs a certain amount of flamboyant glamour, and the other side is the very true professional side. So you couldn't have your personality in that body without expressing it. So most people, as I say, will work with what their body gives them as an instinct. This is a base instinct we're working with. And then you need to be able to express your personality through it. And then people feel great. And that's when you get that wow factor as you walk in the door and people go, I get what you're all about. Therefore, the bottom line is trust.
Now, these sort of things you talked about are personality types. But obviously, I think people like Trini and Susanna on the TV and so on are always going about body shapes, you know, whether you're,
yes,
a pear or a cello or whatever they call it. Can you be a body shape within a particular personality type, or does it not matter?
That's exactly how it works, yes. It's all based on yin and yang from the Chinese culture, and a certain body type goes with a certain personality type. That's what I do as a consultant, have to analyse all of that. And then it's the right body shape you were given to go with the right personality and the right colouring and bring it all together, and then people just excel.
That's Linda Weatherly from Weatherly's Corporate Image.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.